you know, as like a Saints fan, like it's half hating the Cowboys and it's half actually promoting the Saints.
All right, so we got great news. We are hitting these interview guests up real hard, right? And we had to take it back to the roots. The roots from which I feel like I built in Ruston when I was at Sherwin-Williams.
Yes, sir.
Because all we did was get in trouble for talking about sports. So,
hey, it wasn't for nothing, man. They said it was for nothing, but it wasn't for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing. Like, been doing it for a while, so definitely wanted to have, you know, we're supposed to have two guests. I'll throw shade right now. But we got one of my guests on, a very dear friend. He's like a little brother, even though he's like extra super duper tall and all that. and I'm ask Kerry, do you know how to pronounce Jack last name?
No, Jordan.
So it's not Jordan because that's
what it's Jordan.
No,
that's what they want you to think, man.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think. Am I saying it right, Jack? Jurgen? Is it Jordan Jurgen or how you say
Jordan,
it?
Jordan, yeah, Jordan. You got
Jordan,
it.
Yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Like, it's like J. It basically sounds like J-E-R-D-I-N. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Jordan. Mass,
you know, it's
yeah, we was having a talk. I was like, yeah, Jack got the best name. Like, his last name, Jordan. He's like, no, it's not. I was like, oh.
You know, it kind of gets to the point where they're like, hey, I'm like, hey, Jack Jordan. And they're like, yeah, okay. You know, I just kind of let it roll at this point. I'm like, you know, there ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. But, yeah, you in good company. We got man Jack here. He's everything LSU, that's for sure.
Facts.
He's New Orleans everything as well.
Facts.
Typical Louisiana, like we love our sports here. Even though they give us shade for not being, you know, part of down south, we love our sports in Louisiana.
Yeah,
like, even though it's hard to love them sometimes, man. I got Louisiana teams, you know.
Ooh, it's hard.
They the worst, man. When it hit bad, it hit bad.
I'm telling you, these past three Saints seasons have been they've been about a heart attack at the end of every season. I just don't know if I can do it much.
Man, you talking about these past three seasons. Man, the seasons after we won the Super Bowl. I tell everybody just like this, the playoffs that we've been to, it seemed like we just don't lose. We lose historically like NFL classic loss.
Hey, man, when you got to go out, you got to go out big, you know?
like the San Francisco 49ers, that happened in 2000. Yeah.
Heartbreaker.
But hold on, even before that with Seattle, oh, my God, man.
I mean, you got the Beast Quake, and then you turn that into the Minneapolis Miracle. Like,
If
we're going to lose, we're going to make sure people going to remember it forever.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part. Like, why we just can't lose quietly?
Right.
Like, why can't we just – I'd rather get blown out 45-21 or something rather than lose on a last-second Hail Mary.
Man.
Stephon Diggs of all people. Like, no, man.
Like the worst, cockiest person. Like, I think he's in Buffalo and it's meant for him to be there. Like, that's the worst person to lose to.
Right.
I'm telling you. Watch, he's going to go to Buffalo and he's still going to find his way down to New Orleans just to beat us one last time.
Just to beat us one more time.
Yeah, like,
it only happens to us, though. To me, in my opinion, it only happens to us.
Oh, well, ain't your opinion, bro. That's facts. Like,
see, I would have said that had Kansas City not made asses out of Houston and out of Tennessee, especially Houston.
Yeah,
Houston beat us by far. Like the Minneapolis Miracle, the San Francisco, like we lost badly. The Beast Mode, we lost badly. But you talking about Houston was up 24 or 21 points.
Right.
And you lose like that. And I came back and got beat. Like, it wasn't a shot of an effort.
Halfway through the third quarter of every postseason Chiefs game, you're like, wow, like Pat Mahomes is actually going to go down. Like, no. You could put it out there and be like, all right, you know, warm up the bus, like they're gone. And then every single time they score back. But hey, that's where you get $500 million from, you know?
You know.
So, yeah, you can't blame him for paying that man.
Man, they said he said he left some money on the table for maybe a wide receiver. I think it was
Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones. He said he left some money on the table for Chris Jones. I'm like, fam, they were offering you more.
Yeah,
they're offering you more. All right,
but I told you they dressed it up saying it was $500 million, right? But right. The rest of his stuff is coming in endorsements. Shoe deals. I'm pretty sure the owner gonna pay him a little bit of extra money especially if he go out here and win another one here soon. The owner bro, whatever I get paid, I'm about to give you something.
Man, and now they're talking about. I was reading something the other day talking about how Dak Prescott's next contract is gonna be even bigger than this one anyway. So they just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger.
I'm glad you brought up Dak. So every New Orleans Saints fan is an expert on Dallas and their demise and just their iniquities, right? So right. If you were Dallas,
iniquities.
So if you were Dallas, I guess I'm gonna go with this. Would you have paid Zeke and then would you pay Dak right now? And I guess we can throw in Amari Cooper too, because I don't think Amari should have got that much money.
No, I don't think Amari should have. I mean, I definitely think that you paid Zeke over Dak, because I mean, Zeke, what can he? Like, I can't name three other running backs that are better than Zeke.
Nah, I can't either.
Like, I mean, he's got to be top three, you know what I mean? Yeah. Behind who you got, maybe behind Saquon.
McCaffrey.
Saquon McCaffrey, and I would say Kamara when we do right and he's not injured. So, he's top four at least, depending on whatever order you want to put him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, the big thing is that, like you can't just have like a whole like next man up thing in the NFL. Like when you find a good quarterback, like someone like Dak, because you know, as like a Saints fan, like it's half hating the Cowboys and then half actually promoting the Saints and like
right.
So it's like I'll give Dak his props. Like he could go anywhere in the league and probably start other than Kansas City or
Tampa. Other than Kansas City, right? Yeah.
Like there you go.
Those are like the only two places he can go and not get the start. So it's like, you know, he sits here and he gets this like smaller contract now, but man, in a few years he's gonna get so paid because the Cowboys aren't gonna want to lose him. Like
nope. Exactly.
Yeah, they're not gonna want to lose him. So Dak's about to get paid, and as much as it pains me to say it, you know, he's a North Louisiana boy, so I guess I kind of support him.
And I still support him because of that, but it's like you had to go to Dallas though, bro.
Man, that's and then you know Justin Jefferson had to go to Minnesota and Minnesota.
Oh my God,
we just got rid of a problem and now we have another problem.
Another problem, a bigger problem.
It's like the Vikings over these past few years after this, the overtime playoff loss and the Minneapolis miracle, like they're starting to get up to the top with the Cowboys for me now, man.
I tell everybody this too, Jack. It ain't like I just hate Dallas. I hate every NFL team besides my own. I hate all y'all. I was like, everybody.
I hate all y'all equally.
Yeah, look, they be like, do you have a second favorite team? Nope.
No.
Do you like Baltimore? Nope. Do you like Kansas City? Nope. Dallas? Nope.
Man. I like, you can like certain players, but you just like, you can't sit there and say that you like the whole team. Like you just
no, I can't.
Like Lamar, love Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's like one of the most exciting players, but you don't really care. And actually, I will say because I like Mark Ingram so much, I give Baltimore a pass because I like him. But
yeah, I did that too.
That might be
I
the only other too. One. Yeah,
I did that too. Like I feel like I can't like anybody else in the NFC.
No,
not in the NFC. No way.
Okay. So since you brought that up, Kerry, I'm curious. I need both of y'all to name me, like, y'all top three teams y'all despise. Like, you could never cheer for them.
Cowboys, Vikings, Falcons.
Okay. Oh, all right, Jack. So, I'm with you with Cowboys. I'm definitely with you with the Falcons. And if there's one more NFL team that I just hate, that I despise, it got to be New England, man.
Wow.
It got to be New England.
So you still gonna hate them as much without Tom?
Oh yeah, they still get that same hate.
Really?
y'all are Cam fans, huh? What y'all thinking about that trade?
I think Cam's dumb. Like not because he went to New England, but because he didn't get no amount of money.
A lot of money.
And like we brought it up on our other podcast because I told Kerry, I was like, it's not that he signed for this minimum contract. It's that Nick Foles and other people are getting like, I guess, decent-looking contracts. My man signed for like poo butt cheese for a year. And hopefully he don't get hurt.
When was the last part of the game though?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's been a couple of years. And don't get me wrong, I still think Cam's gonna be great. Like, I mean, he won the MVP, what, like 4 years ago? Like, it wasn't that long ago.
Right? Yeah, it wasn't like, that long.
Yeah, about like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Patriots is maybe they're just as dumb for not paying him yet. I don't know. I guess we just got to see how it goes, man.
Oh, no. Okay, back to the other question. It's one more franchise that I hate, and this is basketball and football. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Those fans, I hate the fans are.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you was a Ben Simmons fan.
No, I'm not. Boy, never.
No, I'm saying I thought you was cheering for me. I'm saying I ain't saying like.
Oh no, respect to him, but no.
I'll tell you, I'm definitely not a fan of that. That fan base. I got to thinking about it the other day, and I was like, you know what? Like, you know, it'd be cool to see a game in Philly. You get chewed out, but then I got to thinking about it, and I was like, of all the LSU and Saints games I've been to, I bet it would suck to have to go into New Orleans and listen to all that. we're just as bad as Philly.
Right.
Oh, see, that's the thing. So the playoff game we went to, we were sitting right next to Philly fans because we was in nosebleed seats, right? I actually walked away from that game respecting the dude that was sitting next to me because he wound up becoming like real good sports or whatever, right? Yeah. It was a girl like, 6 feet down, she was so annoying. I was like, I hate you.
Hey, she was rubbing it in her face. Like, every time
I hate you.
But, Gary, do you remember, like, and Jack, I don't know if Gary told you this, but our first playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, like, we were sitting right by those Philadelphia fans. Like, I think it was, like, four guys.
Yeah,
and, like, everybody was having fun, talking trash, saying we was going to win. They said they was going to beat us. Remember, we get the ball first. The first play, if you remember, the absolute first play, Drew Brees throws an interception to Ted Ginn. He throws the interception. And look, everybody was like, oh, no. And look, the guys that was sitting next to me and Gary, they ain't even say nothing. They just looked at us like, that's how y'all started
right. The game off. Right. And it was so bad just because it was like, we knew what they were going to do. We knew they was going to hold the ball. And, like, you know, you hear them talk about it on TV. I never heard a play so quiet in my life.
Man, that's the same way as we went to that Vikings game this past year, the overtime game. You know, I've never heard a stadium louder in my life was when Dalvin Cook fumbled that ball. We scooped it up and took it to the house. But they came back and called it down or called a penalty or whatever.
Oh, my God, yes.
Play back. So we end up going into overtime, and then the Kyle Rudolph pass interference thing, after he scored that touchdown, they reviewed it, called it. I mean, it was crickets, man. You couldn't hear a thing. Or, I mean, you could hear everything in that stadium. Yeah. Like, I'm curious somebody whisper. It was – man, that's what I'm talking about. It's just – it's getting harder and harder to love them. But,
Man, like, I don't know. I sit up there and look at them like, was the Super Bowl a curse for us?
Like, bro, somebody put a curse on us. Somebody put some voodoo outside of New Orleans.
Like, was the onside kick the thing that started this whole thing off? Because we got it. We weren't supposed to get it. Is that it? Like,
if Sean Payton would just booted it and got a touchback, would we really still be here?
Right.
let me mention my fan base. So,
yeah,
Atlanta, Dallas for sure, right? And Kerry, get on to me, but I can't stay in Houston. It's because of Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien's an ass. That's fair.
I don't know if he can coach because that's not even the biggest thing. Like, your GM status has been in question this whole time anyway. And then you trade DeAndre Hopkins. Like,
how do you trade DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson? Like, maybe 4 years ago, I get
maybe.
It.
But
maybe.
D-Hop, like, I mean, he's right up there with Mike. It's D-Hop, Julio, and Mike. Like, that's it's them three.
And I couldn't wrap my mind around him doing it. And then I'm like, let's just look it up for pure fantasy. Deshaun Watson needs DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
They make the team go.
It just does. It.
Like a running back?
So who are his receivers going to be this year? What, does he still have? Does he start Willie Snead?
I think Willie Snead. Is Kenny Steele still there?
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, he got Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I believe so.
I still feel like that ain't going to be good enough.
Like Brandon Cooks,
you gotta have that one receiver, man. Like Deshaun's good, but he's a superstar on there with him.
Yeah, like, and I know Deshaun, like, y'all keep wanting me to go out here and do the impossible. I got kicked in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. With all that being said, y'all think they're going to play, or what do y'all think they're going to do with the NFL this year?
Man, to be honest, I know they're going to play because they're some hungry bastards. Yeah. I honestly need them not to play only because I feel like they're the biggest sport that is going to catch it. And my biggest fear is that somebody going to sit up here and die.
Yeah.
And then, they'd have to as soon as that happens, somebody, they're shutting the whole
thing. They're shutting it down.
Exactly. So I'm just like, why even risk it on that? Like, I mean, it's not going to hurt. Because like I told Kerry, my whole thing is football got through a whole season. Right. A whole season, your Super Bowl, everything. The COVID hit after the Super Bowl. Stop being greedy.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's not like the NBA where they had to go ahead and cut it short. I mean,
yeah. I think the NBA been the most progressive with their plan, so I think theirs might actually work.
I saw something that said maybe 97 NFL players tested positive for COVID-19 so far.
Man.
And now they saying if fans do attend these games, they have to wear masks.
Well, I told you they came out with that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm like, fam, like, you got to wear a mask outside or indoors, man. Like, is it going to be a capacity limit?
The Super Bowl, sure. I mean, the Superdome won't be bad to wear a mask in because, you know, they keep it at that nice little 72 degrees or whatever.
But, yeah, they do.
Man, think about going outside Jacksonville or something in the middle of September wearing a mask. Like, nah.
Nah, man.
That's hurt.
Not like they got a lot of people there anyway, but, you know, I mean – they still gonna be
throwing shade at Jacksonville though.
Everybody about to be a Tampa Bay fan anyway. Though. Everybody about to be a Tampa Bay fan.
What y'all think Tampa and another one, Tampa Bay, they all gonna die, but what y'all think Tampa Bay's gonna do this year?
Man, I really think Tampa Bay is like being dramatically overhyped. Like the reason why
Put it this. You think they get at least 10 wins or they don't get 10 wins?
No, because I don't think, to be honest, they're gonna beat us twice.
No.
I think people are sleeping on Carolina, and Atlanta's always a sleeper, but I think people sleeping on Carolina. I think Teddy really gonna make them better.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he will. And you know, I don't know. The thing is that, man, we always split those NFC South games. Like,
always.
It always seems like it's just one and one, you know,
exactly.
Every year. It's always the non-conference people, you know, that we're always worrying about.
But I
don't think Tampa Bay beats New Orleans twice.
I saw on another note, I saw the NFL power rankings, and they had us as number four. Of course, Baltimore, Kansas City, 1 and 2. And I can't remember who that third team was.
San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco. So, but yeah, all four of us or whatever, they had the power rankings. So, I don't know, man. Maybe you know, Patrick Mahomes get a hamstring pull.
Wow.
Maybe somebody can, like, hit him so hard they have a concussion.
People are going to hate you, Kerry.
I want to win, man.
Chiefs fans coming for you, man.
I know. Look.
So, look, the reason why I sit up there and put the Madden rankings on there is because I had a friend bring up the fact that he said Leonard Fournette is a top five running back. In life right now.
You know better than anybody. I'm a Leonard fan, but I don't know about top five.
We said that we named 10 running backs off the top of our head. We was like, bro, come on.
Yeah.
Like, stop it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Man, I ain't seen those Madden rankings, but I mean,
I have.
Mike got the 99 club. I did see all that.
Man, Rob Gronkowski at 95.
He's at 95?
Yes.
I did not know he's at 95. Wow.
That's only because his name is Rob Gronkowski.
That's it. That is it. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack.
Hey, do they have him with the medic, with the first aid thing next to his name? Because you know when he get hit once, that's it, right?
Yeah, he's done. So, wait, but George Kittle, let's see. George Kittle got to be above Gronkowski.
Yeah, of course. I think George Kittle may be a 98.
Yeah, but I think 98. He's 98. And to be honest, I think he should have went on here and got the 99 club, too.
Yeah, man.
And after what he did to New Orleans, what was it, on that third or fourth down where he just drugged?
Just like Vernon Davis. Just like fucking Vernon – excuse me. My bad. Just like Vernon Davis. Just like Vernon Davis, dog. Hey, you see what I'm saying? Like, everything, like, it keeps coming back rewinded in my head, man.
Man, it's just – it's like a bad flashback. It just keeps really coming back.
Really, that's the first thing when they got that fourth and three or fourth and four, and he just turned up field, and of course we got the face mask. All I thought about was Vernon Davis in 2012. That's man, it.
I just couldn't believe that. Wait, was that a Teddy game? Did he start that one?
No, Drew.
That was when Drew was back. Okay. Yep, that was when Drew was back. And I kept saying if Teddy would have played that game, we would have done none of the stuff that we was gonna do. Like, the one game where we could sit there and expose Jimmy Graham. I mean, not Jimmy Graham. Jimmy G.
Yeah,
this man sit up here and tortures.
And like, that was coming out party.
Yeah,
I'm
like, this dude is garbage.
That was the only game that he went and tortured by. The rest of the time, I mean, what? I think he had maybe 15 pass attempts. Maybe. Like, that's right. It?
Maybe. Thank you.
He wasn't throwing the ball, but against New Orleans, I bet he threw it 40 times.
I think he threw it 46 times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Look, bombs away.
Speaking of torching us, I need to get your opinion on something. Because I know we were both watching the draft. I think Kerry was kind of in and out of my room. And we waited for New Orleans Saints to get our draft. Patrick Queen could have failed to us. He was right there for the picking.
Man, I was sitting there with a good friend of mine, and we were both like, I mean, just sitting there. And Patrick Queen was exactly the one. We were like, all right, let Patrick Queen or Kenneth Murray, the Oklahoma linebacker.
Yeah, Kenneth Murray. Yeah.
We were like, either one of them falls, I'll be perfectly happy with it. Yeah. Then it just so happens, pick 24 rolls around, both of them on the board, and we go Cesar Ruiz.
Man.
Well, we all said it, and then here come Larry with logic. Well, I mean, you know, we be hurt on the offensive line. I was like, Larry, Patrick Queen. I ain't even mentioned Keith Murray. I'm like, Patrick Queen, a hometown boy, right here in front of you.
I'm fail. So, and of course, this is why I don't pick an argument with Larry, because he's always going to come up with something logical to, like, protect my face. So, I never try and pick a fact. But then he goes, all right, well, we just get rid of Larry Warford, and then, you know, you get somebody young and new, and then what do we do a month later? Larry Warford.
I looked at Larry. I said, because I was hot that night, like, Jack kind of cooled, and he's like, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, no, we could have got a cornerback. We could have got anything. Larry, like, man, you know, they getting paid. I was like, our help needs to come on defense.
Defense, like, right.
I get it. Like, that's the thing.
But then don't you think – I mean, like, I've gone back and, you know, watched a little bit of college highlights on Zach Ball, though. And, I mean, for a second-round linebacker that we picked up, dude looks pretty good.
I like him. I like that pick, right? Yeah. But my whole thing is – oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say when we did pick him, I text my one of my best friends down in Baton Rouge, and I text him. I was like, bro, come on, man. I was like, we gotta do better. He looked at me and said, "You have got to be fucking kidding me."
Man, I think that was every Saints fan's first response. Like,
he was like, trying to do it to himself every time.
Cause this the whole thing though, like, I get it. Like, Larry made sense when we all calmed down or whatever. I get it, right? But what is our number one thing we keep getting burnt on? Like, y'all favorite person is PJ Williams.
Let's not even get started on PJ.
Like, I was like, okay, cool. We got rid of Eli Apple finally. I'm like, bet. We went and got Janoris Jenkins, which is a great pickup, I believe. That's great too. But we still need size and we need another corner. We always get hurt in the secondary too. So like it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt to have corners.
Right.
We still have not drafted a corner since Marshawn Lattimore.
Marshawn Lattimore, right.
And I just gotta be honest, because his own mother said it, so I'm not wrong for saying it too. Marshawn don't be playing up to the hype like he need to until he play against somebody like Julio or whatever. So Marshawn take off game. Yeah. His own mama said that. So I'm like, okay, so we need somebody else who hungry. He ain't hungry no more.
Right.
Marshawn just plays down to his competition. It doesn't make any sense, but if he's going up against Mike Evans or Julio, he's going to lock him down.
Right. He's going to lock him down.
Yeah, but as soon as he goes up against, I mean, anybody else.
Anybody else.
Matter. Name any other receiver that ain't in the top 10.
Yeah.
Marshawn's going to play down to him. They're probably going to get a touchdown. I mean, Chris Godwin or something.
Chris Godwin,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's like it's the stuff like that where they just, you know, kind of come out of nowhere on Marshawn.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
And that's my only thing. I'm just like, yo, like, we can afford to, like I told somebody, I love the day. I see it. And then I wake up and I know it's a dream. I would love the day when we do nothing but draft defensive backs and linebackers. I love the day because then I know you focus. Because when we won the Super Bowl, we were top in every category on defense. And I think we were like ranked 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And that's only because it was somebody else that was just killing. I think it was like Baltimore or Pittsburgh or somebody. So you know how they do every year. When we were winning, we were dominating on defense, getting turnovers, getting interceptions and stuff like that. And, like, y'all know, because, look, Larry and Jack, they love to say it. Man, damn P.J. Williams.
Oh, that's my favorite saying during NFL season.
It's going to happen to P.J. Williams a couple of times.
Of course it's P.J. again that they score on. Or
a pass interference.
For 25 yards.
As soon as you see that flag throw, you go, oh, pass interference on P.J. I bet my life on it.
You never get it wrong.
P.J. Williams games came when it was against Carolina, and he was just getting burnt. Like we should have blown Carolina out. Like that game should have been over in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Man, we are 14. We are 14-0, 17-0. And next thing you know, 17-7. 17-14. Guess who get torched? PJ. I'm like, man, like, come on, PJ. Like, it ain't nobody else.
Yeah, I'm with you though, Gary. Like, I think it's gotta be where, because I mean, the best defensive back that we've had in the last, you know, 3-4 years is Marshawn.
You know,
based off numbers and stuff. So I think you got to draft young instead of going out and looking for an Eli Apple, who I thought PJ was bad, and then Eli Apple came rolling around.
And look, that's my first thing I told Jackie and Leary. I was like, hey, PJ ain't looking that bad, is he?
you know, it's gone to like. Like, you just gone bad in the hole whenever you say, man, PJ's looking good this game.
Right.
I told them one game, Eli got torched. I forgot who it was, but I think it was San Francisco. Eli was getting torched.
Yeah, it was San Francisco.
And I said, why did we go get Eli Apple when he was getting burnt in New York by Cowboys receivers?
Hold on. No, and I don't know if y'all saw that stat. But I think at one point in time, Eli Apple was the leading tackler on the team.
Yes.
but he was also getting the most catches.
he was always getting burnt, but he was just there long enough to do a shoestring tackle or something like that.
Right. I think he led our team in tackles one year, man.
That dude right there is ridiculous. I hate to bring this up, but I guess I'll let y'all gloat. So tell me how it feels to be an LSU fan.
Oh, it's the best, Gary. It's the best in that, you know, we may have been the number one team, college football team of all time.
Y'all not.
Hey, look, it may be, no. Gary, that we may have had the best quarterback statistically.
Y'all haven't.
I'm just saying, he been better than any of y'all quarterbacks, that's for sure.
Oh, I'll do that.
You're not giving it enough credit. You're not giving Joe no credit. He was the greatest quarterback.
No, he was not.
who else beats him, Gary? Statistically, who else beat Burrow this year?
Nobody.
Vince Young came close.
Oh,
Man, get out of here.
Are you serious? Come on. Come on. Don't do that. See, I hate y'all LSU fan. Oh, we the best. We the first that ever did it. Oh, come on now. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, man, the man unanimously won the Heisman.
Like, by the largest margin of victory ever in the history of the award.
Yeah, man.
Hey, who cares? When he beat Alabama, we knew he was going to win the Heisman. We all knew that.
And then, look, all right. So, in the championship game, he outplayed Trevor Lawrence, supposedly the best prospect since Peyton Manning.
First of all, they can miss me with that. I know what you're talking about. They can miss me with that. They got a dude coming out 2 years from now who the best prospect, and then one coming out next year that's the best. Get on with all that. Everybody best prospect. Get on
there's
with
always
all
gonna, there's always going to be a better prospect. But, like, no, in all seriousness, though, like, Joe Burrow, the whole story, him sitting out at Ohio State, you know, having to go through all this, got denied by Nebraska, came in, I mean, did his thing. Man, that's about as good as it gets. But that was one of those teams where it was like, everything it's was
destiny.
Clicking. Like,
yeah.
After that Texas game, you know, started getting the wheels turning a little bit.
Yeah.
And, man, from there, I mean, it didn't seem to stop. And, they scored 40 on everybody that they
on
played.
Everybody.
I mean, it was just, you know, it was just inevitable at the, you know, after they beat Bama, you're like, all
right,
well,
right, yeah.
I mean, I think they can take it this year. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, y'all got the last eight on us, so I won't talk too much.
Yeah, I'm saying, look, y'all deserve it. I was sad, mad, pissed, whatever you want to say, but y'all won. I just, like I said, when we went to Hooters and Kerry was sitting by me and, oh, yeah, it's open. Everybody coming up there to my face, and then two or three that last touchdown, I was like, satisfaction right now.
Man, look, and Jack, you know what's bad. You know what's bad because it was me and two of our homeboys that we know that's out here, and we were watching the game, and it was some LSU fans up in there, and like going down to the waning seconds, like everybody was cheering, and then like everybody giving me and our two homeboys giving us high fives. He'd go there with Gary, try to give him a high five. Gary was like, nah, man, ain't shaking.
He tried to give me a high five, like, nah, bro, don't do that.
but that Texas game when we was at Twin Peaks, that Texas game, oh, me and Gary roasted every Texas person up in there.
Jack, you'd have loved me that day. I represented for LSU so hard.
Bro, I remember, like, almost exactly was that night you texted me and you said, bro, you'd be so proud of me because I've been out here repping LSU and I've just been dogging these Texas fans. And it's like, all right, man.
And Jack, you can
cheer for Bama any other day, but hey, we'll take you as an LSU fan on that night.
Right. And look, Jack, it was so good. It was because it was only me, Gary, and maybe two more LSU fans there that night. And it was everybody else was Texas, had they Texas shirts on and everything.
Yeah.
Man, after the game or whatever, me and Gary was over there embarrassing everybody saying Texas suck, y'all trash, y'all ain't.
Yo, you remember this? Look, we had a dude, he was a Georgia fan, and he was like, hey, Texas, hook him down. I was like, oh.
and then everybody over there coming over there, me and Gary was like, okay, you guys, you made your point. Don't gloat about it. Be humble. Man, I said, man, f*** being humble.
We stopped being humble whenever they took that LSU jersey and shot a cannon through it. Like, that's when we stopped.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely. And look, when they were saying DBU, I'm like, Texas?
DBU.
But that game, man, that 3rd and 17 was – that's going to go down as, like, one of the best plays in LSU history.
That was massive. Yeah, that was massive.
I mean, that was, like, it all started right there because then they had some of the thing, like, against Bama. They were 3rd and 10, you know, like, early in the fourth quarter or something, only had, like, a 5-point lead. They need 10 yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire snags, like, a little shoestring. And gets 11 yards, you know, on the catch. Right. Like, I mean, it just – you know, it's just little things like that where you look back on it, it's like, all right, well, nobody was stopping them. Like, it doesn't matter who it was. Right. You know, nobody was stopping them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, once y'all beat Bama, I'm like, I was cheering for Clemson just off of, you know, because everybody else always cheers against, you know, Alabama whenever they in. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm a cheer, but like, it was apparent early. Like, it wasn't nothing.
Man, that was the thing was Clemson came out, and Clemson in that game, like, they came out firing. Like, I mean, I think as I saw something there, the stat was like they had 1-3 and out. LSU only had, you know, 1-3 and out where they had to punt like all season. And all Clemson season. Made them do it twice, like right in the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. So for a second you sit there and they're like, oh, well, you know, this might be tough. We might actually have like a legit defense. And then Joe Burrow goes long to Jamar for like a 60-yard touchdown. I was like, all right, never mind. Like,
yeah, they got the ball rolling out of it.
Yeah, it was over after that.
Because, you know, I had a bunch of people ask me, they're like, man, y'all were down like 17-7. Were you not freaking out for you? And I was like, not really. Like, not really. They're just one month. Like, Thad Moss comes out, has two touchdowns. They score that big one before the half. Like,
yeah, shout out to Thad Moss.
Dude, Thad Moss, such a dog. And then when undrafted, the Redskins got a good one in Thad Moss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, man, it was a good season. I'm just trying not to get my hopes up too much because you're not going to see another season like that for a while.
No, man.
I'm just trying not to get my hopes up too much. But
we'll cherish this for life.
Yeah, I will tell you who is going to be – who's coming out this year. Here's SEC championship prediction, though. Is this going to be Bama and Florida? And I bet you Florida beats them.
Florida, yeah.
I was about to say, low-key, Florida's finally going to do what they need to do and kind of step back in that limelight. And
yeah.
They were looking pretty good last year. I think y'all had the best game. I mean, I know Alabama LSU was real good, but that Florida-LSU game, that was pretty good last year.
Yeah, that was a real good game.
And yeah, I mean, that one was as back and forth as it went, you know?
Yeah.
Because Florida even took the lead on him for a little bit, had him up by the touchdown. Then, of course, you know, Derek Stingley, the man, that dude, that
is a beast,
truth, man. He's the truth. Yeah. Like, he came out and, you know, had that interception. But, man, Florida's going to be good. Like, it seems like they got all the pieces clicking. They what's his name? Kyle Trask coming back.
Yeah.
They got, you know, two of their starting receivers or whatever. A lot of defensive guys. Like, man, they're going to be good. And Georgia just can't get it done in the big game.
Hey, I was about to say, I just want Georgia. It's time for y'all to move to another conference. Y'all embarrassing.
Man,
that's what I'm saying.
Badly.
Like, they lose to South Carolina, and then everybody's like, oh, man, you know, we can come back from that. Like, we'll make it. It's like, yeah, you go and beat Florida because that's the only one in the East.
The only one in the SEC East.
West, much tougher. But then they go and get blown out by LSU. It's like, all right, Georgia, like, go to ACC. Like,
go to ACC.
It's like the worst thing always happens to them. Like, they the Saints of college football in ACC. Like, they never get it right.
No, they don't. Like, they just can't get all the pieces together. Oh. I mean, they got them there, but they just can't get it all together. Like,
yeah, if they do come, then they wind up being up against Alabama, and then Tua come in the second half and just wreck shit up. So, I mean,
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
No game plan for that.
Jalen Hurts did it the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly like, right. When they took two out, everybody was like, oh, Jalen coming back. And then he went in there and torched him too. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't know, man. So-called,
you know, they're always the so-called best defense in the SEC, whatever. And then they can't go out and do a thing. But that's the thing. Like, it's all offensive now. If you can't go out and score, you know, 30 and points, then you're just not going to be able to hang with them.
Right.
And that's the thing. They usually have, you know, pretty good. I put that running backs up there at the top. They're real good running backs. But
all the time.
After that, it's like they may have a decent quarterback, but receivers might be shaky. Or you got a bomb receiver and your quarterback ain't what it is at all.
Man, I don't know how. Like, I mean, they keep going and, you know, getting them one out of the transfer portal or whatever. And, I mean, they get good ones because, what, they got the USC guy this year or whatever. You know, he's a good quarterback, but at some point, like, they got to come in and Georgia's sitting there and this dude's having to learn a new system. He's having to come in, be in a whole new environment. Like, at some point, you just got to let one stay there and, like, let him fly. You
know? Yeah. And they just
not going to do it until that happens.
Right,
man.
But
Florida, I think Florida's going to be the truth this year.
Oh, yeah, I think
it's Florida. I think it's Florida.
That's why I was wanting to talk to Larry because, you know, he'd have been hyped about that.
Right? You know.
But it might be best he's not here so we can talk about it.
We're going to have to do it again. That way we can definitely, you know, go through the plan of having both of y'all on. But,
yeah. Well,
so, Jack, I got a question real quick. Who you think going to take the league MVP and take the NBA championship?
Man, well, I thought they stopped doing the – or what are they doing for the MVP right now?
They stopped that when the season stopped. So, I guess they're supposed to announce that
So they're just doing voting based off of
from
last year.
Yeah.
I mean, man, it's definitely hard to deny Bron, like, after he goes into LA and just, I mean, gives them a 180 and they come back and they're number one in the West with everybody. I mean, it's hard to deny Bron at that point. But so, I mean, I guess I'd have to give it to him. I mean, it's either him or Giannis. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it just – they seem like they're just miles ahead of everybody. But, man, as far as the championship goes, I think the Lakers are probably going to have it, man. I mean, I don't see who beats them unless – well, now they're talking about Dwight Howard might get kicked out because he won't wear a mask. But, you know, other than that.
I just need dude to shut up. Like, you always bring attention to yourself that just don't need to be needed. Like, you out for the mask and, well, I don't feel like being restricted now.
I did watch a little – I got to see, you know, just some of the, like, highlights of that Clippers game. I think they played – I forget if they played tonight, Washington or somebody. But anyway. Yeah. Man, they look good too. Paul George was firing tonight.
Oh, so my God, yeah.
Like, I think the Clippers could definitely get up there with them. But if it comes down to, you know, like if it plays out like everybody thinks it will, Milwaukee and in L.A., like the Lakers, I mean, I think that the, you know, I think the vets win it. I think L.A. beats them out.
Yeah, me too, man.
That series. Yeah. But I don't know. What are y'all thinking?
I got the Lakers, bro.
I got the Lakers. I don't know. My biggest thing is, like, is it an asterisk for this season? You know what I'm saying? Like, it got stopped midway, and I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. I'm just being cynical, I guess.
It's definitely – I mean, it's definitely going to be an asterisk, but, I mean, you got to look at it like everybody's going through the same thing. Like, it ain't like, you know, one team season got cut shorter than the other. Yeah. Like, they all played the pretty much same amount of games until it got cut off. So, I mean, you know, I think this is about the best thing they can do. I like what the setup, because it basically gives the Pels a really good shot to the playoffs. You know,
even
if they get beat out by the Lakers in the first round, it gives them a really good shot to get in the playoffs.
That's a bet, though. They do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they got us up against what, like the Kings twice. I think we got the Magic. We got Memphis a couple times. Maybe Portland once. I mean, they giving them a shot, so, you know, I'm fine with that. But, yeah, I think the Lakers, I think they'd probably take it. If it was, you know, seven-game series, them in Milwaukee, I think they'd take it in five.
Oh, yeah.
Six,
I agree.
Six, if it goes well for Milwaukee. But I don't know, man. Y'all think it's going to affect them not having fans and stuff?
I don't think so.
I think what they're going to wind up doing, because I think it's going to play a part, just because it's like, I feel like the fans give a little energy or whatever. So I think they're going to try to sit up there and maybe set it up on, like, the, you know, the Megatron or something like that, where you can hear fans chime in. I don't know how they're going to do it. They said they're going to do something, but it might affect them. But I think they're just trying to, you know, get back to playing basketball. And I think they're going to kind of make it a spectacle, and you can kind of, you know, maybe hear what they're saying on the bench or something like that, and just, you know, make sure they ain't, you know, using their regular language.
It might be, yeah. I mean, it might be even better, because, I mean, I don't know if y'all watching the UFC, but UFC with no fans is kind of awesome, because you can hear
everything, right?
Like, you know, maybe NBA is the same way. Like, we'll be able to, you know, hear what they say on the court and stuff. Yeah. I think the only time that the crowd noise is going to, you know, not help is, like, I mean, if you're in the Superdome and it's dead quiet, you have a much better shot than, you know, if it's just – all 85,000 that are in there, yelling, you know, like, I mean, that's where it's going to matter. But yeah, I think y'all right. Like, NBA, it probably ain't going to matter as much.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be straight. Got anything else, Kier?
Oh, let me see, man. Because I don't believe I have anything else. I just been playing NBA 2K, my player, lately. So I'm trying to get my man to a 99, but boy, oh boy. Yeah, that's a lesson in itself.
Hey, you're doing good, though. If that's the biggest challenge right now, you're doing good there, bro.
Hey, one more thing. I guess the PS5 is supposed to be coming out in November. You think about copping it right then and there? You won't wait.
You know, I don't know if that we'll see if that Sherwin pay will let me get it. But I'm gonna be looking into it, if anything.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
It looked pretty sweet, I'll say that.
Yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, if I get it, yeah, we'll link up. We'll play some 2K or Madden or something. We'll do that soon.
Y'all got to wait on me for next year, because I ain't getting it this year.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to take a year off.
I got to take a year off. Y'all got to wait next year.
That's all good, though.
Oh, well, before we get out of here, I forgot to ask Jack. what's some of the music you listen to? Like, who are some of your artists that you like listen to when, you know, you're feeling?
What genre you talking about? Just in general, doesn't matter, or what you
we open to everything, so you know, in general, what you like listening to?
Yeah, I've always been a big Mac Miller fan, so you know, I've been listening to a little bit of Mac, you know. I've been back on that old Drake kick for a little bit, you know, that Nothing Was the Same, Take Care. It's hard to beat those couple, so
okay,
you
know, some facts.
I've been kind of throwing it back just a little bit, just because, you know, I don't really mess with all this new stuff, so I think I'm taking it back, so that's what I've been getting on. But you know, I throw a little bit of like some of the like classic rock and stuff in there, and you know, just a little bit of that here and there. But like, you know, I'm open to it all. So
who you listen to with classic rock? Because I like some of it. I hadn't like dabbled in it in so long, so I need an introduction back into it. So you know, who you listen to? Like,
man, I'm big Led Zeppelin, Eagles. Shoot, you know, I mean, like. Aerosmith, Def Leppard, like, you know, just some of those guys. I like to go back like the 70s classic rock. Like I said, I don't really like a bunch of the new stuff, so I just try and, you know, keep it a little old school.
Yeah, most definitely, we feel that. Well, man, we definitely want to thank you. It's been entertaining. It's been fun. We definitely going to do it again because, like, we're missing our fourth person we were planning on being here. So. So we definitely go get it in again, but we definitely want to thank you for spending, you know, briefly about an hour or something like that with us, all that good stuff. You got anything you want to say to the people?
Nah, man. Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. This has been a lot of fun. This is the first podcast, but man, I can see why y'all enjoyed doing it. This is a lot of fun. Y'all been killing it. So y'all keep doing y'all's thing. I definitely enjoy listening to them. So yeah, y'all keep putting them out and I'm gonna keep listening to them.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. And again, thank you for joining us. This was definitely a good conversation that had to be had.
Yeah, man.
That had to happen. So, again, thank you so much, man. Keep pushing up there, Sherwin Williams.
You know, bro. Yeah, y'all, anytime y'all in town, y'all know I'm down here. So, we'll have to link up soon. Maybe go to a doghouse or something.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all having me on, guys.
All right. Y'all have a good one, man. We're going to holler at y'all later. We'll be in y'all ears next week. Appreciate this.
All right. Appreciate it.